clicking his boots made against the marble, for all military sandals have iron hobnails in the soles. He entered the room smiling, his helmet tucked in his arm. Over his tunic he wore the brass belt of an officer, with an apron of leather strips decorated with pendants. These ornaments fell to his knees and made a jangling noise with every step he took. He saluted by placing his right fist over his heart, then raising it toward Pompey. I was quite taken by this soldier's robust looks and his cheerful manner. Introductions went around. I pushed my stool back to stand and say my name, but I was not going to bow to him. "Mark Antony," he responded, smiling at me. "And I am enchanted, Your Highness." He said something else in Greek, but his accent was so rough I didn't understand him. An official standing behind me whispered that Antony, though Roman, was born in my city, Alexandria. He is about 26 years old and is the chief cavalry officer who will lead the soldiers to Egypt to restore father to the throne. He seemed so merry I could not see in my mind how he might wield a sword against enemies. Was he to be my protector?